Blog Talk Radio.
Certainly need devotion. But you know what? Before we get into our studies, I simply want to comment on the selection of Kamala Harris for the vice presidency of these United States of America. What do I expect from it? Not much at all. Not much from the 18 acres, 132 rooms, 16 family and guest room, 3 kitchens, and 35 bathrooms. The White House said so. I don't expect very much of a vice presidency. Most importantly, the primary reason why I don't, she's not plugged in. She's not connected. Also, she's compromised. When you marry the enemy, your interests are compromised. So I don't expect very much of Kamala Harris and her sort. I expect more of the same, a simple distraction, misdirection, and confusion. Because those who hold the real power in this country are not about to release their reins to Kamala Harris or anybody else for that matter. They've been in power for quite a while. And the thing is, this is not even your land. So what can you expect? Nothing. That being said, let us get into our studies. And you know, funny thing, the lesson we're about to study today is a understanding about wicked rulers and spiritual leadership. And when the whole infrastructure is rotten, the whole core of the apple is rotten, you sort of have a tendency to make the whole basket of apples rotten, as you will see in our studies in the third chapter of Micah. Okay? Wicked rulers and spiritual leaders, prophets. Turn to that chapter, shall we? Let's get started. Hear now, O heads of Yaqub, O leaders of Yaqub, and you rulers of the house of Israel. Is it not for you? Shouldn't you know justice? You who hate good and love evil, who strip the skin from my people and the flesh from their bones, who also eat the flesh of my people. It's allegory. That flay their skin from them because of your wicked infrastructure and break their bones and chop them in pieces like meat for the pot, like flesh for the cauldron. Then they will cry to Yah, but he would not hear them. He would even hide his face from them at that time, because they have been evil in their deeds, as in this country. I don't care who you get into place, who you get into power, who you get into the infrastructure. If the whole infrastructure is wicked, you're just holding reins to wicked infrastructure. Thus said Yah concerning the prophets, the spiritual leaders, who make my people straight, who chant peace while they chew with their teeth. But who prepare for war against him? Who puts nothing into the mouth of my people, nothing of any substance? Therefore you shall have night without vision. You shall have darkness without divination. The sun shall go down on the prophets. You won't see nothing. You won't hear nothing. You won't know nothing. I'm not there for you anymore. And the day shall be dark for them. It'll be a case of the blind leading the blind. Just as in the 18 acres that we discussed earlier before we got started in our studies. So the seers shall be ashamed, diviners abashed, and they shall cover their lips, for there's no answer from Yah. As in our case, it's in the case of those 18 acres. There's no answer from Yah, because Kamala Harris has been elected the vice president to Joe Biden, the potential vice president. For truly, I am full of power by the spirit of Yah, Micah speaking, and of justice and of might to declare to Yaqub his transgression, and to Israel his sins. Now hear this. you heads of the house of Yaakov and rulers of the house of Israel, who you abhor justice and you pervert equity, who build up Zion with bloodshed, as this country has been built up with bloodshed, and you bruise them with iniquity. Her heads judge, you judge for a bribe, and your priests you teach for pay. A prophet's divine for money. You sold out everything. Yet they lean on Yah and said, is not Yah among us? Well, you don't even follow me. You just follow my name, my namesake. No harm can come of us because we just follow his namesake. Therefore, because of you, the infrastructure, the leadership, Zion should be plowed like a field. And Jerusalem shall become heaps of ruin, and the mountains of the temple like the bare hills of the forest, empty. So that was our story. That is our story. And the 1,818 acres, because of Kamala Harris, will be the same story to tell. And don't expect anything less. Don't expect anything from that, okay? I know you may be clapping your hands. Oh, come there. Yeah, whatever. If the infrastructure is the same, the outcome is the same. That being said, listeners, let me bring my brother and friend on from New York, Cartrell. May the Most High bless you, my brother and friend. Your mic is hot.
All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, family. Shalom, brother Yam Suf Ari. May the Most High bless you.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend.
Yes, so they always give us a little glimmer of hope.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Kamala Harris, what's she going to do for us?
Not very much.
Barack Obama in 8 years as President of the United States, the most powerful man on the planet, did not, would not, could not do anything for us as a people.
Don't get your hopes up.
We're still in the same boat.
Don't get your hopes up.
What do we think that Kamala Harris is going to do for us?
Don't get your hopes up.
As Vice President of Babylon.
Don't get your hopes up. Vice President of 1,800 acres at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
So she's supporting the lie.
Right.
Exactly. She's supporting the lie. Mm-hmm. She's supporting the lie. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and they are endowed by their creator. Okay.
With unalienable rights. Right. Unalienable rights. Life, liberty,
why you still consider us 3/5 of a human being?
What is that got to life, liberty, and the pursuit? Not you gonna get it. You can pursue it, but you ain't gonna get it. And he said, you're the truth there. The pursuit of happiness. Now they ain't tell no lie right there now. They didn't guarantee you can pursue after. You can run after 401 years. Keep on pursuing. That's all you're gonna be doing.
The question is, Suf, brother Suf.
Uh-huh. Okay. I hear you, my brother.
Brother Suf.
I hear you, brother.
Do we trust people who speak with a forked tongue?
I cannot do that. I cannot bring myself to do that, my dear friend.
We are in 2020. Been here 400 years. 1619.
Yeah. Right.
2019. 1619, 2019. 100 years.
Right.
Have we changed the forked tongue people?
No, I don't think so. Just like our brothers and sisters back in the day couldn't be changed and wouldn't change, and the outcome was inevitable because of the infrastructure at play in our own homeland, and our destruction came about as a result of it. Surely. And the same end result should be in these United States of America.
And what's the definition of insanity?
Doing the same thing over and over and over and over again. Expecting different results. We're good at
are
that.
Are crazy?
Because you're crazy. Crazy as hell.
Thinking
crazy.
That the fork tongue people are going to change. You
crazy
think the fork tongue people are going to change? The fork tongue people.
Crazy as hell.
Fork tongue people. Fork tongue people.
They ain't changing
it. Who break their word. Who didn't include you in their constitution. We talk about all men. Aren't we men?
Exactly.
If we're not men, we got to declare to you, I am a man. You can't see that I'm a man. You
right.
can't see that I'm a man.
I gotta
you
tell
cannot
you this.
See that I'm a man.
Yeah,
just like you.
Well, I got to tell you something you already know.
With inalienable rights given by our creator, but you perceive us as 3/5 of a human being? Come on, man. And where we at? We exactly what the Most High said we were going to be. He said, because you have rebelled against me, Israel, Yehuda, you are going to be the tail and not the head to a no people, a no people. These people ain't got no history. All the history of these people, they have stolen from other people. And you can see it how they make movies. Why
right.
is the white man playing a Cherokee, Apache, Mohawk? Why are you playing the Indian? Why are you playing Hannibal? Why are you playing Pharaoh? You
right.
ain't those people. No, y'all was in caves when Pharaoh was ruling Egypt. Right?
Uh-huh.
Y'all ain't wake up until the Greeks and Romans came along. And who did the Greeks and the Romans learn from? They learned from the Egyptians, the Babylonians, and all these great ancient empires that had been around for not a couple of years, but thousands of years before the Europeans finally woke up to civilizations with the Greeks and Romans. Because prior to that, they was barbarians. Barbarians. You know what a barbarian is? Look it up. What is a barbarian? And they describe themselves as barbarians.
Mm-hmm.
No civilization, no cleanliness, no culture, no nothing as far as leading a people by civil order. We had to teach them that. So they can lie about us that, you know, they came down and civilized us. When they came to Africa, we was running around in the jungle with big black pots, cooking people in the pots. But no, we had an illustrious history of kings and queens and judges and prophets, officers that ran nations. So we don't learn that in Western institutions. Learn about Aristotle, Socrates, Plato, Christopher Columbus, Magellan, America Vespucci. That's who they teach us about. But they don't teach us the history of our people. Why? Because they want you to believe that we came out of the jungles of Africa, uncivilized, and they had to teach us civilization. But we know that if y'all calling us Hamites, and people running around the earth talking about they Shemites or Semitic, we know that the story of Noah is true. That what the prophet Moshe wrote about Noah and his sons is true. It's not mythology. The people of the earth are composed of the sons of Noah. You're either Shemitic, Hamitic, or Japhetic. So they've like expanded that. You're either black, white, yellow, red, brown. No. What's your genealogy? You either come from one of the sons of Noah. And if you continue to try to identify us as being Hamitic, then you're acknowledging that the flood existed. So, Prophet Micah, he ain't talking to nobody in his time. He's just laying it out. He said, "You listen, you leaders of Jacob, you rulers of Israel, should you not embrace justice?" And that's what we're supposed to be doing. Our leaders are supposed to be embracing truth and justice. And for our leaders to be talking about Black Lives Matter, you're not talking about truth because we're not black. And we're not trying to incorporate into a democracy where the people rule. No, Yah, the creator of the heavens and earth, rules. It said, "You who hate good and love evil, who tear the skin of my, from my people and the flesh from their bones, who eat my people's flesh, strip off their flesh and break down their bones in pieces, who chop them up like meat for the pan, like for the flesh pot." So that's how we've been treated, right? We have no power, and they take full advantage of us. They break up our families. They take advantage of our women and our children, and we have no power in our hands to deliver ourselves from the quagmire that we're in. But this quagmire that we're in, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to cry out to Yah. We're supposed to confess our sins and the sins of our fathers and acknowledge that we went way astray trying to follow other nations. Because the Most High says, then they will cry out to Yah. Have we cried out to Yah yet? Are we still hoping in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? We still hoping in Mario Cuomo, New York? They think that he got it right. No, this plague is worldwide. Worldwide. They haven't solved it. They haven't conquered it. They haven't put it back into the bottle. No. We're still suffering the plagues of judgment that Yah has unleashed. And what we're supposed to be doing, we're supposed to be crying out to Yah. Then they will cry out to Yah. But he will not answer them. Why won't Yah answer us? Why won't Yah answer us when we cry out to him? Because we have followed the nation and not his instructions to us. He says, at that time, I will hide my face from them because of the evil they have done. Are we still committing evil? Adultery? Killing our own brothers, we got blood on our hands, dishonoring our parents, not, you know, following Yah by, you know, we go to church, we go to mosques and bow down to idols. Most often we're suffering what we suffer because of the evil that we have done. He's given us instructions on how to live, and we have chosen to follow the rules of men. This is what Yah says. As for the prophets who lead my people astray, Reverend Porkchop, Creflo Dollar, or your ministers out there, preachers out there preaching something other than what Yah is saying, as for the prophets who lead my people astray, they proclaim peace if they have something to eat, but prepare to wage war against anyone who refuses to feed them. So you don't feed those priests and prophets that call themselves priests and prophets of Yah, Creflo Dollar, T.D. Jake, all these guys out there, they're going to have a problem with their people. Therefore, night will come over you without vision and darkness without divination. The sun will set for the prophets, and the day will go dark for them. The seers will be ashamed and the diviners disgraced. They will all cover their faces because there is no answer from Yah. So as the Most High ramps up the trouble in the earth, and these ministers and preachers and teachers have no answers as to what Yah is doing, they're going to be ashamed for the false doctrines and the false teachings that they have taught our people when truth smacks them in the face. It says, but as for me, I am filled with power, with the spirit of Yah, and with justice and might to declare to Yaakov his transgressions and to Israel, his sin. So you have to be emboldened and empowered and strengthened to let our people know where we've gone wrong. What is our sin? What is our transgression that we remain in a condition that we're in? Now it's up to us to listen and to make a change. And it's also our choice not to make a change. But there's consequences for your choices. So Most High tells us, hear this, you leaders of Jacob, you rulers of Israel, who despise justice and distort all that is right. So the people walking around the earth today don't know what is right. I'm going to say that again. The people in the earth that's walking around today do not know what is right. Everybody doing their own thing. And the Most High is looking at us as a people because we follow that vibration. Whatever the nations is doing, we doing. Most High says, hear this, you rulers of Jacob, and you leaders of the children of Israel, who despise justice and distort all that is right, who build Zion with bloodshed and Jerusalem with wickedness. So I'm going to stop there because we know that Ezra, Nehemiah, and all these prophets went back to rebuild the wall and to rebuild the temple. But even after their efforts to do that, we continued in our wickedness, which is why the Most High stopped the whole thing and scattered us throughout the four corners of the earth. So a message to our leaders. Her leaders judge for a bribe. Her priests teach for a price. Yeah, Creflo Dollar, T.D. Jake. Got to pay them boys. Got to have their Learjets and their mansions and their big churches. And they're not teaching you the truth. Are they teaching us the truth about Yah's word? Because when you teach the truth about Yah's word, there is no price that the teachers can accept. Everything we teach about Yah and what Yah is saying is for free. The benefit comes in is when we take action to obey Yah. That's when we get our rewards, not from the people that are suffering. So our people are suffering in TDJ, Creflo Dollar. Is like vampires. They're taking full advantage of our people who seek the Most High and are maybe not intelligent enough to research and understand the Word of God for themselves. So they trust in men who they think are learned, educated, are doctors and pastors and ministers to bring them Yah's Word, but these men are leading Yah's people astray. Her leaders judge for a bribe. A priest teach for a price, fortunes for money. That's America, capitalism. Everything is for a price. So we're trying to learn the truth about Yah. And guess what? Brother Yam Suf, Brother Suf, and me, myself, Katriel, we're not teaching for a price. We're just bringing you Yah's word straight up, chapter by chapter, prophet by prophet, verse by verse. So that you can see what Yah is saying. And we ain't getting blessed or, you know, rich by doing this for you. No, it's to all of our benefits that we connect with our Creator.
Exactly.
It says, yet they look for Yah's support and say, is not Yah among us? Yah is always among us. The Most High is always in our midst. The Most High is always watching what we do. The Most High always hear what we say and what's in our hearts, the convictions of our hearts. But is it good or is it for bad? And apparently these leaders, they're looking for Yah's support in an evil way. Yah's not going to support you in your evil. He will support you when you're walking the path that he told us to walk. Yet they look for Yah's support and say, is not Yah among us? Yah will always be among us, but he makes a separation between the righteous and the unrighteous. He's not going to defend the righteous or protect the righteous or be a refuge to the unrighteous. He will always protect, be a refuge, and a strength to those who walk his path and walk uprightly before him. Therefore, because of you, Zion will be plowed like a field. Jerusalem will become a heap of rubble. The temple, hill, and mount overgrown with thickets. So we know that Ezra and Nehemiah and all these brothers went back to build a temple out of the captivity. But unfortunately, our heart wasn't right at that time. So Most High said it would become a heap in rubble, which it is. Zion would be plowed like a field, which was done. The temple, hill, and mount overgrown with thickets. And we're not there to maintain the temple and the mound because we're in captivity. So it's up to us to follow Yah's plan, because Yah does have a plan to redeem us as long as our hearts are right. Yah has every reason to cut us off as a nation, to destroy us as a nation, because we are not loyal to him. We are loyal to nations and people and their religions and doctrines, but we're not loyal to Yah, and he has every right to cut us off. But there's hope for us, because he said there's going to be some among you that are loyal and dedicated and have that light and are dedicated to him. And through us, he will fulfill his promise to our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because he's not going to neglect his word and his promises, which he swore to our fathers. So we have the opportunity to do what's right and pleasing in Yah's eyesight. And Yah is watching everything, every man, every human being on earth. He watches our ways and knows our thoughts and our deeds. And we're trying to go through his words to understand for us what he requires of us in order for us to be connected with him and for us to be saved in this time of judgment that he's going to bring upon the earth, upon the wicked, to destroy them. And we don't even want to be destroyed with the wicked.
True be told. Well, thank you, my brother and friend, for that in-depth study that we gave him a double whammy on. So let us continue on in our study, shall we? If you will you turn to the last chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes? And King Solomon comes to some final conclusion. It's the whole duty of life. And all my meditations, all of my introspection and whatnot, going over my life and seeing the lives of others, King Solomon came to some final conclusions. And let us find out what the wisest man in the universe thought, the final analysis. The 12th chapter of Ecclesiastes. Will you turn to it with us, please? We can study. May the Most High bless you, listeners, by the reading and studying of his word. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth. Form up a understanding with Yah in your days of your youth. Have an understanding of Yah when you're young, because difficult days come. Some good times, now some bad times going to come. And the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them anymore. I've gotten to a point in my life, I don't have any pleasure in the youthful things of my life. I've matured. I see things quite differently. Instead of letting everything hang out and doing whatever, whenever, however, the final analysis, that's not really working for me, and it's not going to work for you. Formulate a relationship with Yah, first and foremost. While the sun and the light, the moon and the stars are not dark, because dark time will come for you when you get middle age, and the clouds do not return after the rain, in the days when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men bow down, when the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look through the window grow dim, when the doors are shut in the streets, the sound of grinding is low, when one rides up at the sound of a bird, and the daughters of music are brought low. Also, they are afraid of height, of terror in the way, when the almond tree blossoms, and the grasshopper is a burden, and your desire fails. For man goes to his eternal home, the spiritual home. All this doing what you want to do, how you want to do it, when you want to do it, is going to get old. And then the final destination, his eternal home. And the mornings go about the streets. Remember your Creator before the silver cord is loosed or the golden bowl is broken or the pitcher shattered at the fountain or the wheel broken at the well. Then dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to Yah who gave it. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. All is vanity if you focus all on your physical and you don't feed the spiritual, establish a relationship with Yah. All of that is vanity, empty, meaningless. And what is our whole duty? The preacher says, King Solomon. Moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yes, he pondered and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find acceptable words. And what was written was upright words of truth. The words of the wise are like gourds. The words of the scholars are like well-driven nails, given by one shepherd, Yah. Further, my son, be admonished by these. Of making many books, there's no end to making many books. And much study is wearisome to the flesh. But King Solomon was saying, let us hear the conclusion of the matter. Let us get to the core of the apple. The most important thing you can do, King Solomon says to you, fear Yah, keep his commandments, for this is man's all. For Yah will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing which you got hidden. He's going to bring it to the light, whether it's good or evil. After all his meditation, after all his introspection, all his reflection upon his own life and the lives of others, King Solomon came to some conclusion. At the end of the day, you put all your hope in physical things when you're young and you continue on in those pursuits. It is empty and meaningless. But the whole essence, the whole corner of the stone, the cornerstone of your life, all be predicated and built on Yah. Because in that is not meaningless and vanity. Because in the end, Yah is going to judge all your works, your secret works, whether they're good or evil. Contrary, my brother and friend, any comments on the last chapter of Ecclesiastes?
There goes Christianity right out the window. Y'all gonna judge us on what we've done, whether they be good or bad?
Exactly.
You can't put it on nobody. You're bad.
No.
You can't put your bad on no man, because you are going to be judged in spite of what Christianity says. That all you have to do is have faith and believe and put your sins on one man who died for our sins. Oh, no, that's not what y'all saying.
That ain't what they're saying. They're saying you're going to stand up for yourself.
Absolutely. Who going to stand up for themselves?
You got to stand up for
yourself. Every human being that was born. Right?
Exactly.
No exception to the rule. It says, now all has been heard. Here's the conclusion of the matter. Do what? Fear Elohim. And do what? Keep his commandments. That's the greatest challenge to man. Those two instructions. Do what? Fear Elohim and keep his commandments. Do we know what his commandments are? Or are we following what the doctrines of men?
Exactly.
Most people don't know what Yah's commanding us to do, which is why we're going through these prophets and the book of the Old Testament, because Yah has many instructions on what we need to be doing, right?
Exactly.
So the first thing you need to do is fear Elohim, fear God. How many of us fear God? Or do we try to like link it to science? We think it's Big Bang and evolution and Most High didn't create the heavens and the earth. So the whole duty of all mankind is what?
To fear Yah and keep his commandments.
Not just Israel, but who?
Everybody.
All mankind. For Elohim will bring what? Every deed into judgment. How many deeds? How many deeds?
Every deed.
So you think you're in the closet and your deeds are hidden. No. Every deed you've done, Yah's going to bring into judgment. So you might as well confess now, right?
My word, get it right.
Including every hidden thing, whether it's good or evil. So what's hidden in the dark is going to be brought out to light. And you may be able to hide it from human beings, but Yah's watching everything, and everything you do is being recorded.
Exactly.
Not by Big Brother, but by the Most High who created you.
Exactly. Good creator.
Big Brother trying to catch up with Yah by watching everything you do, monitoring what you do, tracking everything you do. But Yah got the record, the official record. Are you evil or are you good? And he knows what's in your heart.
Exactly.
For Elohim will bring every deed. How many deeds? Every deed. Everything you do into judgment. And you can't put it on one man who you think died for your sins. No, that's not what Yah is saying. Including every hidden thing. You hiding something? What you think you're hiding? What do we think we're hiding? Yah said whether it's good or evil. And I'm going to stop because we don't know the power of Yah. You think Yah's like us. He's limited. No, Yah's unlimited. Your creator, our creator, is unlimited. He knows everything you have done from the time you born, and he knows when you're going to die. You don't know when you're going to die. He knows when he's going to take you out this earth, this creation, this life that he gave you. He knows when he's going to take you out. You don't know. How about that? And when he's going to take you out, you can't stop it. There's nothing you could do. When it's your time, you're gone. So science could try to, you know, try to avoid your time of death, extend their life, but when it's time for you to go, the Most High is going to take you. So we're going to go into the book of Psalms again. Our king, King David, who was a wise king, and you can see that he was so wise that even his son, King Solomon, understood what wisdom was, and I'm sure that he watched a lot of things that his father did. And I'm sure that he studied the writings of his father to be able to have the wisdom that he does have. Two of our greatest kings, King David, King Solomon, they wasn't perfect men, but what other kings can in the earth do you know that has so much wisdom as King David and King Solomon? Name me two kings that are as wise as King David and King Solomon. Ain't too many. You can't name them. So we're going to go to Psalms 36. Another psalm of our king, King David, for the director of music of King David, the servant of Yah. I have a message from Elohim in my heart concerning the sinfulness of the wicked. There is no fear of Elohim before their eyes. So he's dropping wisdom like his son, King Solomon. And we see the pattern they both had. They want to give us wisdom in how we can connect with our Creator. Spiritual thing. It's either you're doing right or you're doing wrong. It says, in their own eyes, they flatter themselves. Too much they detect or hate their sin. The words of their mouth are wicked and deceitful. They fail to act wisely or do good. Even on their beds, they plot evil. They commit themselves to a sinful course and do not reject what is wrong. And we read about that yesterday, that the wicked plot upon their bed, and there's consequences for that. Your love, Yah, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the highest mountains. Your justice is like the great deep. You, Yah, preserve both people and animals. A priceless is your unfailing love, O Yah. Because, you know, if y'all didn't have love for the animals, they would have been wiped out a long time ago. The way people on the earth think about animals. And it's funny to me because they talking about going to Mars as like a second planet, taking human beings up there. And my question is, are you going to take ants? Are you going to take bees? Are you going to take fish? Are you going to take elephants? Are you going to take hippos? Are you going to take giraffes? Are you going to take dogs? Are you going to take cats to Mars with you? Are you worried about your soul survival, the human race? And the Most High didn't just create the human race. He created the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, and the creeping things that creep upon the planet. So in their effort to go to Mars, it's like, you know, you're going there, but it definitely is not going to be nothing like your experience on Earth if you're there by yourself. How priceless is your unfailing love, O Elohim? People take refuge in the shadow of your wings. How many of us are taking refuge in the shadow of Yah's wings? Or are we trusting in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Are you trusting in your governor, your mayor, your senator? For me, all of them could kick rocks. I'm trusting in our Creator. I'm taking refuge in the shadow of Yah's wings. They feast on the abundance of your house. You give them drink from your river of delight. For with you is the fountain of life. So we know that Ponce de Leon and Magellan and America Vespucci was looking for the fountain of youth. We have it. We have it. For with you is the fountain of life. With who? With Yah is the fountain of life. You're not going to find it in some geographical place, location on the earth. With Yah is the fountain of life, or the fountain of youth. In your light, we see light. Continue your love to those who know you. How many of us know Yah? Raise your hand if you know Yah. Continue your love to those who know you. Your righteousness to the upright in heart. Make the foot of the proud not come against me, nor the hand of the wicked drive me away. See how evildoers lie fallen, thrown down, not able to rise. So we don't have to worry about a thing as long as Yah is our refuge, our defender, our high tower, our creator. He has everything under his control.
Well, I'm looking for some more. Okay. All right.
He's looking for some more. Ain't no more than that. Y'all got everything under control. We better line ourselves up with him. Because if we're leaning on the nations and the people in America for salvation or hope or a vision for the future, you're in trouble.
Exactly. Like, you know, I know some of you banking on Miss Senator Kamala Harris. I can understand that. But in Senator Kamala Harris, there in itself lies no solutions for you. When you are working out of the evil infrastructure, the only thing can come out of that is stagnation, a lateral move, but no advancement. No advancement to speak of, as we iterated to you guys. President Obama had 8 years. He did a lot for the alphabet crews, but he didn't do much for the families. He didn't do much to build up the family infrastructure. He did a lot for the Rainbow Coalition movement, but he didn't do much for the men and women per se and the children in the community. Oh, he tried, I imagine, with the Affordable Care Act, and they've been knocking that down piece by piece. But for the most part, it's very limited. And so you have to temper your expectations. Don't expect much from Miss Harris. I know that you want to give her the best you got, but don't expect much from any rotten infrastructure. The only outcome would be more rotten infrastructure. Katria, your closing remarks, my friend.
I know that our sister Kamala Harris was not a defense lawyer, but she was a prosecuting attorney.
Of us.
And a prosecuting, huh?
What's more of us?
My question is, how many brothers and sisters is she responsible for putting us in the prison industrial complex of America? How many is she responsible for locking us?
Her actions are indicative of where her thoughts are.
Mm-hmm.
Her actions are indicative of her thoughts. I suspect Sister Harris didn't think her brother was good enough for her. He was good enough to prosecute, but he wasn't good enough to marry. But he was good enough to, her sister was good enough to prosecute. But like I said, people's actions, people would teach you how to treat them. And I know a lot of you want to throw caution to the wind. I'm not that sort of fella. The way I know people is to study their behavior, their actions. And that's how you can get a peg on some people, by studying their behavior and actions. And as I said, I suspected that she didn't think a brother was good enough to marry. And that's the only thing I'm going to say about that. Contrary, your comments, my brother.
Not only that, and I love my sisters. They are powerful. They are lionesses. We are lions. And lionesses have power. But I think they're using their power in the wrong direction to try to uphold fork-tongued people. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, all of that is BS, because they had no intention to include us in their Bill of Rights or their Constitution. And we can see that in the treaties that they made with the Native Americans, the Apache, the Mohawk, the Cheyenne, the Blackfoot, the Seminole. They broke every treaty that they made. They swore and made oaths and treaties. And as a result, the Native Americans try to warn us, these people speak with a forked tongue. Whether it's on paper or straight out of their freaking mouth, they speak with a forked tongue. And we're still fighting against the forked tongue principles, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the 14th Amendment. No, Israel, we're fighting the wrong battles. We are definitely fighting the wrong battles.
Exactly.
We need to find out our roots and culture and what the Most High Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob requires of us, and to align ourselves with that, because that is our life and our salvation. Anything else, and you're on the wrong side.
Yep. And what I would say Sister Harris was, she was a pillar of the system, the persecutory system that has systematically kept us abused, mistreated, and are dominated, and one by one means of that legal system. And Sister Harris was a pillar, a cornerstone of their system by way of the prosecutory office. So I have questions about her. You know, I can understand why she felt the need to be a turncoat. I can understand why some of you feel the need to support her. But I'm not one of those people, because I judge people by their actions. I'm not into a warm, fuzzy feeling. I'm not knocking the sister. Sometimes people do what they feel they need to do. But just because they feel the need to do it don't make it right. And so I know some of you are probably taking issue with me. And you're trying to say I'm hating on the sister. There ain't nothing for me to hate for the sister. There ain't nothing. Sister Harris ain't got nothing I want. None of her life I want for me. So there's nothing for me to hate on for the sister. But I'm just looking after our people's best interest. And what is our people's best interest? It's not the pursuits of happiness by way of Miss Harris, Sister Harris, and a Joe Biden. and are the 18 acres where 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue lies. What's best for our people, I suspect, is not following Ms. Harris or Joe Biden or Donald Trump, anyone else for that sort. It's following the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's in our best interest right there. I have nothing to hate on Sister Harris. Don't get it twisted. But I only want what's best for our people, universally speaking. Contrary to my brother and friend, your closing remarks.
Yes, Kamala Harris is not fighting for our inheritance, our real inheritance. She's trying to do what Martin Luther King and all the civil rights leaders try to do in the 60s and the 70s is integrate us into Babylon, a wicked system that does not teach us who we are or the truth about ourselves, but seeks to destroy us as a people and defy Yah by, you know, their laws that they make, whether it be LGBTQ or whether it be them trying to get into outer space or them trying to do genetic engineering and making, you know, cloning or them relying on science and evolution and not acknowledging the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, then we in trouble as long as we lean on their philosophy as Western minds and Western thought and Western doctrine. We are Eastern people that are trying to assimilate into Western culture. And that's to our demise.
Exactly. Well, my brothers and sisters, thank you, Cartier, and my brother and friend. It's an honor to work with you, putting the Most High's information forward. And to get the people to try to understand what the Most High would have them to do, what is in their best interest. Thank you, Cartier.
Yes. You can see they ain't bother us, the alphabet boys, because we, you know, going through our own rap sheet.
Right.
Anytime we touch an A-rap sheet, boy, they'll shut you down in a minute.
It's all kind of mayhem and confusion, isn't it?
Yeah, so I'm glad they left you alone, you know, to expound on what Yah requires of us. And hopefully they'll listen to Yah's criticism of them, because they ain't our criticism of them. And they have, you know, time and ability to change their ways to be aligned with Yah. But we can see they leave us alone when we talk about ourselves.
Exactly. Well, listeners, I don't know where y'all going, but y'all need to get ready to get out of here. Y'all been listening to the Real Talk for Real People study show, the show that is a platform for the Most High Word, book, chapter, and verse, line by line, item by item. We don't leave any stone unturned, no leaf unturned. We try to get to the core of the matter, all matters, universally speaking. Listeners, may the Most High bless you. May you get a new thinker, because that is the essence of understanding Yah, getting you a new thinker. Because thinking the way you're thinking has not worked for you 401 years. It's been totally working against you. But the word of the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob totally works for you. Cartrell, your closing remarks.
I want to give thanks and praise to the Most High, Holy One of Israel, for even creating you to you know, allow us to, you know, share Yah's word with our people in these times of trouble and distress, uncertainty, that we can go through the scriptures and feel some sense of security, some sense of strength, some sense of stability, because if we're relying on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue or anything else, then we're full of anxiety and stress, and some people are suicidal. They don't know what their future is. They lost their job. They don't know what they're going to do with their children.
Can't go through. Everything going on.
So we see 400 years, Most I say he's going to judge that nation, and we see that judgment is in the earth. So the fact that Yah said after 400 years, he would judge, we need to really peel back the Most High's instructions to us so that we would have hope for the future. Because we do have a future, in spite of what the nations say in spite of what we see around us. We do have protection. We do have hope. We do have strength. And I say continue, you know, studying with us so that you can see Yah's plan and not man's plan. Most people don't know Yah's plan, and we're trying to unveil that. So Yah does have a plan for the future, and most people don't know it. So we're trying to reveal it, and I will ask and request that those that are with us continue to listen and to seek out Yah and his plan.
True be told. True be told. Thank you, Cartrell. Well, listeners, the vice president and presidency only encompasses 18 acres. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob encompasses the whole universe. The whole universe. Who are you going to place your trust in? May the Most High bless you, listeners. May your steps be directed and ordered, and stop leaning to your own understanding. Shalom. Good night.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string. One that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home. One that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say, you're moving on. Then you say, I've got other plans. Oh, girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Moving in the wrong direction.
Well, you're moving, well, you're moving, well, you're moving away. So far away, so far away from me, oh. Well, you're moving.